knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme, but I'm quite unsing-able. We're off from mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the fourth day of April. Purpose of the day is don't forget to vote. Voting is important. I believe every American patriot should be voting every time. And it looks like at the moment we have with us Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. Is books for sale at Amazon. We're still waiting for Dave Hodges to connect with us. And, of course, we have held over from the first hour, Leon Green. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us, as always. And today is Election Day, isn't it?
I guess so.
Well, maybe not in all jurisdictions nationwide, but in many jurisdictions. This is the first Tuesday after the first Monday. And that would be today, of course, Tuesday, April 4th. Locally, we just have, I think, some school board members being voted on in my area, and local matters only. Nothing statewide. Obviously, not a national election. Although the poll workers I was talking to this morning are already anticipating getting ready for the national election. That's when we have the big turnout, don't we, Jeff?
Well, in the years when they elect president, there's bigger turnout than when it's all the other offices. Only, yes, that's true.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, something, this is kind of outside your area of expertise, but let's see. What's going on here? Okay. So Dave's having some issues getting connected. Maybe he'll be able to get connected. Jeff, this morning I was wondering, and I satisfied myself that gambling on women's soccer in Europe is legal and commonly done. I wasn't sure. I thought it might be. I also found out this morning that the people in charge of women's professional soccer in Germany are now going to allow men to be on the women's soccer teams, giving them a distinct advantage over all the other European women's soccer teams. So if I was a gambling man and I knew that my team had men on the women's soccer team, I think I'd be placing a bet on that soccer team to defeat the teams that didn't have men. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't think the teams without men have much of a chance, do they?
Not at all. Not at all. Plus, I know in our country, most likely in Europe, sponsors—you get sponsors based on winning. The more you win, the more sponsors you get to help your financial situation of your soccer team. So there's a second financial incentive to have men on your team to get bigger and better financial incentive wherewithal from the sponsors. Don't you think, Jeff?
So everybody's going to be on board with gender dysphoria because it's going to be profitable for the women's sports teams to have men on them.
Absolutely. Dave, did you catch any of this? You're on board with us now.
Yeah. I don't even know how to respond.
Well, the German female professional soccer teams immediately have a huge advantage over all the other European women's soccer teams. They will be recruiting men since they're not allowed to. And there's professional betting on women's soccer teams in Europe. Obviously, the bets are going to be in favor of the teams with men on them. And my friend Leon, who's still with us, he says, well, John, they'll have one attractive young female soccer player and the rest will all be men. And they won't be able to lose until the other European women's soccer leagues have a commensurate amount of men on them. And of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, Dave, I'm not sure how much you heard, sponsorships are usually based on winning. If you win a lot, you get more money from sponsorships. It's a complete disaster for the women who have trained all their lives to be a success, isn't it, Dave?
Well, it is. And what should happen here is that other teams that don't have sponsors on them should refuse to play these teams that do have been playing women's sports. It's ridiculous. You know, I thought NCAA swimming, and they had that Leah Thomas win the national championship. Leah, as in male Thomas. The other women should have refused to participate. That's the only way you're going to stop this insanity.
The women have been reluctant to do so, even reluctant to speak out, let alone refuse to participate. Unless all of them, or nearly all of them, refuse to participate, I don't see this thing ending anytime soon, Dave. Do you?
No, and it's part of what we see. It's a depopulation move through the back door. You may have noticed that the so-called elite in this country now, like the World Economic Forum, they honor any kind of relationship that doesn't end in procreation. And so what, an LGBT. Now, and it's interesting, too, because this country is very tolerant. And in many countries, this behavior would suffer severe punishment, even death. And this country is tolerant, but that's not enough. You're a problem individual. You're a bigot if you don't open race. But you're tolerant. You respect your rights, but you don't necessarily practice. And now the embellishment of the practices is perfect. Public eye, and it's absolute insanity. I'll tell you, going back to when I was going to my training, what we know about the physical gender identity disorder at the time, and gender identity disorder was accompanied by comorbidities. In other words, you might have people that had a disorder. Standalone. And the one thing they did, it was a compassionate approach to this history, is that before surgery in Trinidad, Colorado, interestingly at the time, was about the only place you could go in the United States to get that surgery, you had to go through extensive psychological counseling to see that this person just wasn't willing. Let's cut the genitals off 7-year-old boys and girls. What happened now is insane, and it's going to continue and get worse unless we speak.
Okay, I just got a note from my engineer, Dave. Your audio is terrible. I wasn't sure it was just on my end. We may need to have you reconnect and get back.
Okay,
with
I'll try again. John, I've only got about a half hour because I'm headed to the doctor to keep my...
Okay, well, we'll give you as much as we can.
I'll try to call back in.
We'll give Dave as much time as we can since he has to scoot out the door for an appointment, and he'll drop off and reconnect. I think Jeff, last week, didn't we talk about Mr. Lin, the associate of Mao Zedong, and how he was behind much of what we're experiencing right now with all these bizarre social deviancy things going on?
You're talking about Lin Biao?
Lin Biao, yes, sir.
Well, during the Cultural Revolution, Lin Biao was with Madame Mao, and Mao were the leaders.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know how he relates to gender dysphoria.
My impression was that during the Cultural Revolution that they were advocating the same bizarre deviant activities in China. Is that accurate or not?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I
really don't think so. I don't think that the Chinese communist leaders have ever advocated deviant sexual behavior. That would be news to me.
Okay. What's your feeling in regards to communists promoting the same deviant behavior in this country?
Well, yes, they have. The communist, you know, if you read the manifesto of the Communist Party here in the United States, or the program of the Communist Party, which is a document titled The Road to Socialism, they align themselves with transgenders and homosexuals. That is part of the agenda. So, and of course, the people that have that sort of organized the gay movement were connected to the Communist Party. So that shouldn't be a surprise either. Any the whole communist shtick is based on recruiting alienated people and people with personality disorders are primary targets for recruitment into communism. So homosexuality, before it became stylish, you know, half a century ago, was considered a personality disorder, like borderline personality or schizoid personality or narcissistic personality disorder. So that's not allowed to be said anymore, and they changed the text in psychology. But Dave was saying is that there are comorbidities. Well, that's true. Usually when you have personality disorders, they come in clusters. And so you'll see narcissistic personality disorder in people who have these other personality disorders. And it's just for the listeners, this is a little hard to understand, but it when you get to know the literature, it's important. Narcissistic personality disorder is an identity disorder, technically, which means the person doesn't identify as themselves. There's like a false self that they kind of maintain and project and want to believe in, someone who is not themselves. And this is the hollowness, and the from this stems poor affect, and it's not really self-love here. You know, we think of narcissistic people as selfish. Well, this is kind of one book on narcissism is titled The Denial of the True Self. Well, if you look at homosexuality or gender dysphoria, there is an identity disorder clearly indicated there, because you're not identifying with the sex you were born with. And that is interesting point to make.
It is. Looks like Mr. Hodges is back. You back with us, Dave?
Well, yeah. And I hopefully have a good connection now.
You sound great. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Well, since you have limited time, we're going to give you the bulk of the time for the next 20-30 minutes. Carrie Lake is going to Iowa. Looks like she's going to become a presidential candidate. What do you think, Dave?
I think, I don't know. Like I said, the cards are stacked against her in politics, because she's a generational candidate and she's an America First candidate. We've talked about this before. You know, it's been public. Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, for example, working against America First candidates. They have an agreement. That's why I don't belong to the Republican Party any longer. They go after America First candidates at the leadership level. I see it at the state level here in Arizona, where the head of the Maricopa County Supervisors and the county clerk and recorder of Maricopa County, they have a pact to not support fellow Republicans that are America First. Specific purpose for that pact. So there's a uniparty out there. That term is not just a regular old term. It's a real term, and it's accurate. And the leadership of the Republican Party, to a large extent, has been compromised. And if you start talking patriotism, self-determination, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you are persona non grata. And that's Carrie Lake. And Carrie Lake has no chance in a presidential race. But what she could be is someone's vice president.
I agree.
She could run for the Senate seat here in Arizona, and it's open because the incumbent, Kyrsten Sinema, quit the Democratic Party, and Ruben Gallegos, a congressperson here in Arizona, is running for that seat as a Democrat. And then that really kind of splits the Democratic vote. And then here comes Carrie Lake. And I'll tell you, if they steal that election from her, there's no limit to how much they can steal. So the people I talk to about Dominion voting machines, for example, in fact, my own congressman, Paul Gozart, once told me this. He said, "We think we have to account for a 6 to 8% margin in the voting machines." He goes, "That's the estimate." And then there's the ballot box stuffing and so forth. But I have to tell you, Carrie Lake could win that Senate race by, 20-30% with a split Democratic vote. In fact, I don't know if you know this or not. Rasmussen poll did a poll here, and they tried to simulate the people who voted in Arizona. So X amount of Democrats, Republicans, they tried to do it by age and so forth. And Carrie Lake won. They kind of reenacted the election, and Carrie Lake won by 10%. So... we have such a rigged system here, but I think she could win a split Democratic vote in a Senate race with the open Senate seat in 2024, and I think that's where she should focus her attention.
Okay, well, I think she does a good shot of being a vice presidential candidate. That would be a really good ticket, I believe. Well, Dave, today is supposed to be the day when, for the first time in our republic's history, a former president is being charged with a criminal charge, indicted. I believe President Trump will turn this to his advantage. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think it's already working to his advantage. I read that his political campaign contributions have gone up $7 million since the indictment was announced, you know, without specifics, last Thursday. And he's up in the polls as well, but they're gonna go after him in multiple venues. Now, they found a way to keep him from running, and this is the thing that not enough people are talking about. The allegations themselves, I don't even care if they convict him in New York. It'll never hold. As soon as you get this on a broader scale, like to the Supreme Court, this will all be knocked out. But they'll drag these cases out, and this is why I think we don't see 3 or 4 counts. We see 34 counts because they want to drag this out, and they're going to do this in multiple venues because of gag orders they're going to issue. That will effectively keep him from campaigning. They're going to prevent him, and I think we're going to hear this today in specifics. They're going to prevent him from what I'm hearing of talking about anything negative about the legal system. Well, that's one of the key campaign issues. So that effectively almost knocks him out of campaigning. For how long they can drag these cases out. And this is clearly political interference. The one thing that I would like to see, but I don't know where the legal repercussion would come in, but, you know, if Alvin Bragg's being supported by George Soros, he's got some holes in his campaign financing. You could almost bet on it. And they should be turning his office upside down looking into it. The problem is you got the fox guarding the hen house. Who would ever prosecute Alvin Bragg for wrongdoing? He tried to turn this back on him. Merrick Garland's not going to do it. The governor of New York will never order an investigation. So, you know, the mayor of New York will not. So these people can act with impunity because they control the justice system. That's the most concerning thing to me over all of this, is we have rogue prosecutors that are George Soros supported. And they're allowed to do anything they want and abuse the system for political gain.
All right, Dave, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I didn't catch all of the show this morning, just basically in the last 2 or 3 minutes or whatever. But so today, supposedly, Trump might get what? Arrested or indicted or something like that? Is it today, supposedly?
Today's supposed to be today. Right.
And so something to chew on,
Mark,
because...
Hold on, Mark, through the break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the Snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, what's your question or comment, sir?
Well, so ever since they kind of like announced all this stuff about a week or so ago, I've been thinking to myself, because I know Trump is a Trojan horse, and I know a lot of people don't want to believe that, and I find it interesting that, you know, I was telling people, I was like, well, you know, it'd be amazing if he got persecuted by the government, had to get punished for about 3 days, and, oh, my gosh, it's a miracle. He gets exonerated, the Supreme Court, emergency, whatever. And he gets set loose on Sunday, or it all gets overturned on Saturday night, and Sunday's his first free day to revive. And then all the Christians that are on the right, they're going to drop down on their knees, and they're going to worship this guy. And then all the leftists are going to be like, oh, see, he's freaking the Antichrist, blah, 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 blah. And he might not be the full-on Antichrist, but I believe he has a spirit within him because he is Illuminati. He is the Trojan horse. And I just want people to chew on that. It's amazing how I was thinking about this a week ago. It'd be today and blah, blah, blah. And let's just see if it happens. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Mark. Dave, we have my neighbor on the line here, Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which is for sale. I'd love to have you as my neighbor here, Dave, just a five-minute drive away. And Linda, good morning.
Good morning, John. Beautiful morning.
Good to have you with us, my dear. The trees are starting to blossom out with leaves, aren't they?
Yes. Suddenly, we're seeing a lot of color all of a sudden.
We are. It's going to be nearly 80 degrees here today. I know we're up where Jeff Nyquist is, one of our panel members. It's still late winter, but springtime has sprung in South Central Missouri, and the Log Lodge is big enough that three families could live there and not feel too jammed up together, couldn't they?
That's true. It's homey enough just for a couple and, you know, their grandkids, or to have family over or friends and parties, and it's also roomy enough to where, yes, you could have two or three families live there without any issues.
Now, at nighttime, there's no sign of human activity anywhere around there. You can look in 360 degrees, and I don't believe you can see any other signs of life, as in light bulbs, anywhere around there, can you? Outside
no.
The place?
No, you cannot. No, definitely not. No. It's actually, to people that aren't used to that, it can actually be a little spooky for them.
I bet. I bet.
Yeah.
Well, National Forest, it's in the National Forest, and you'll be my neighbor if you decide to buy this place. Ladies and gentlemen, there's about 30 photographs on my website of the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you like what you see, get in touch with me. I'll get you in touch with Linda. She'll send you some videos. And moving on from there, a private viewing can be arranged, can't it, Linda?
Yes, we'd love that. And especially this time of year, it's really a gorgeous time.
And when you see the furnishings and decorations, that's all available also, because you already have a house full of attractive furnishings and decorations. You don't need two households full of that, do you?
No, it's turnkey ready. If anyone would
Absolutely.
Even you know like to use it as a vacation home or continue as an Airbnb for income, no, it's ready to go.
Airbnb that could be continued as a source of income, kept in meticulous condition for the international clientele from Europe and Asia. Men and women coming from 6 and 8 time zones away, they expect perfection, and they get it, don't they?
They do, yes, and they come back. Yes, they love the home, and they especially love the location and the Ozarks, right? It's a new discovery for a lot of people.
Linda, I want to thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, Dave, I don't know if moving to the South Central Missouri is in your plans, but you would be a welcome addition to the neighborhood, sir.
Well, I appreciate the invitation, and I think there's a lot of desirable things about the Ozarks, but unfortunately, my better half wouldn't agree with me. We're stuck where we're at right now.
Oh, no. Well, if things change, maybe there'll be another place available. The three-bedroom home in Bismarck, Missouri at my website. We have a guy from California who's ready to write a contract on that, but it's still available for the time being. Well, Dave, what's heavy on your heart that you'd like to talk about the last few minutes before you need to scoot off to your appointment?
Well, the criminalization of the DOJ and these local prosecutors. I mean, we see in this country there is no justice whatsoever. The fact that they can get away with doing what they're doing to Trump, which is nonsense. I mean, the facts have been in the media, at least on Fox News and the alternative media, ad nauseum. You know, you've got a non-crime here, and if there was a crime, it was a misdemeanor, and the statute of limitations applies. Now they're trying to bootstrap stuff in, and their key witness is an admitted perjurer. And I've seen the documents on Tucker Carlson's show, and they showed it on live on the show where Michael Cohen said Trump had no idea that he was doing a payoff. The campaign didn't. He put that in writing. He told his own attorney that. Then he released his attorney from client-attorney privilege. And the attorney is repeating that all over the place.
Hold on, Dave. We got a break.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Check out my website. New things are every day. We have a sale right now on the Liberator Rocket Heaters. April sale, $500 off until the end of April. Dave, how much time you got before you need to scoot, sir?
I got to go at the top of the hour. Got an hour
Oh, okay. Okay. A little bit longer than we thought. Well, Dave, your state, any idea why your state was picked out to be one of the chosen states to have so much attention from the powers that be? If I'm sure you thought about this.
Well, it's on the border, and it's a gateway. It's a facilitator for child sex trafficking, labor bondage, drugs of all types, particularly fentanyl, which is, interestingly enough, the number one demographic for death by fentanyl poisoning and overdose are males of fighting age. And we're, like I said, if we weren't on the border, I don't think we'd be seeing quite this much corruption, but we have so many compromised officials in this state. A lot of it is visible on the surface because of their association with China, but below the surface, I go back to what I mentioned to you before with the Breaker report, the cartel influence with money laundering operations. The governor is accused by the Breaker report of accepting $500,000 and skimmed off money laundering from phony real estate deals involving made-up mortgage companies. And the documentation for this, John, is really good. I've read the report as far as Arizona. The report, though, is encompassing. It covers 25 other states. And I'm not familiar with the other states. I have focused on Arizona because, like I said, this is thousands of pages long. It's voluminous to wade through. But I saw a lot of things in this report that I have seen firsthand. So the report, I believe, is accurate. And we're a government that's bought and paid for. I mean, let's look at Mitch McConnell. His in-laws control a lot of the activity in the six major ports of China. And he benefits tremendously financially from this. And this is why I believe he's soft on Taiwan, soft on protecting South Korea. It's all pro-China with him. And we see this. You look at the Bidens. I mean, if you can believe what James Comer is saying, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, I mean, he's coming out and blatantly saying, we're finding evidence of payoffs with Biden paying him off for pro-Chinese actions. That's treason. And it's just, like I said, though, there's no justice. There's no one holding these criminals to account.
Well, what, if anything, do you think could change that, Dave?
Well, I think you have two options here. Because the system is rigged to a degree where I don't know if it's recoverable. And so you either can engage in a revolution, which could be very much a fool's errand, or you could pray for divine intervention, but this country would have to change its hedonistic ways. We'd have to have the majority of the country, I believe, get on bended knee and ask for repentance and then have a revival. There are signs of spiritual revival in this country. We've seen in recent, the last few months, a couple of college campuses promoting, like Baylor is the last one to promote large-scale revival involving spirituality. But as far as a political solution goes, well, when you control the Dominion voting machines, you are allowed to have unlimited ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting. You can't trust the elections. We see this in Maricopa County. The Republican leadership's been bought off after the Democratic Party's been totally compromised. I don't see a political solution, John. I mean, I wish there was one, because my life right now, for the moment, until the banks collapse, is working pretty well. And a civil war would be horrible. I don't want to live in a Bosnia 1992. But I don't know that there's an answer on the political side. And I've said in recent weeks, there is no answer to physical corruption unless there's a spiritual component. Because if you look at who's overtaking our country, everything that they espouse from lifestyle is antithetical to our founding roots. We were largely founded as a Judeo-Christian society. Judges used to have the Ten Commandments in their courtrooms. They no longer can. And then every first-year law school student used to be taught the Ten Commandments for the basis of our legal code. And we have moved away from all that, and I would say this is a reprobate nation. You have pastors of major churches and major denominations embracing lifestyles that are prohibited in the Bible, so they're betraying their own oath to God. We have been overthrown in just about every venue.
Well, I'm so sorry to see this has happened with your state. In my state, Missouri, we have a very conservative legislature. We only elect conservative governors and attorney generals. In fact, last week, Dave, Missouri Attorney General set up a hotline telephone number and a special website for people to report any healthcare professional that engages in surgery, gender-changing surgery for children, are giving these puberty blockers to children as well.
In our state, John, yes. The governor's husband participates in those activities.
I've read about that. How does he do it?
He's not a surgeon. That's been reported, but I understand that's not correct. But he does counseling services and works out of Phoenix Children's Hospital, refuses to give interviews on what he does. Kerry Lake's people tried to make that a campaign issue, and I think rightfully so. It's a despicable abuse of our children. I mean, you saw the Pentagon came out and said children as young as the age of 7 can have consental privileges to have their gender changed. This is insanity.
Who put out that edict?
Oh, gosh, it was reported on Breitbart. And I was reading it, and Austin's people were saying that a 7-year-old can grant consent to gender change. That's crazy. And you know, in the even if the Pentagon's not acting on that, we see laws in California, you know, and by the way, too, in Colorado, they have a law, and I'm pretty sure it's in California, too, that a therapist will lose their license to practice and could be criminally prosecuted if they say anything that could be presumed to be don't change your gender. They're only allowed to support the process, not get the client to engage in, you know, self-examination to where maybe they won't make that choice.
This is unacceptable. It's hard to find words adequate to describe this kind of insanity that's taking place in our country. And as
well, the one caller is akin to the Antichrist, which seriously, I had to mute my phone because it caught me off guard, and I was laughing hysterically at that statement. But I will say this. I believe the spirit of Satan is running across this country. It's infected every level of power, and even people who don't agree are powerless to speak out because they will suffer consequences. We see abuse of firing people from employment who aren't on board with the new ideology, I think is the nicest way I can say it. I would say this, and Jeff is probably more familiar with the practices, but I look at this, what's gone on, not just a legal usurpation of power in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, but I see a Maoist cultural revolution, and a lot of it, the LGBTQ people are being used. And I will tell you, John, I talk to people that are gay, and most people who are gay and fit into these lifestyles, they're not in favor of what's happening to children. They think it's ridiculous, but even some of these people are afraid to speak out. I think the majority of people that are gay in this country don't believe that 7-year-olds should be making decisions about their bodies in that regard. The movement's been co-opted by the extreme left, and they've militarized it. I mean, you have the Transgender Day of Vengeance. Can you imagine if you had the MAGA Day of Vengeance? We'd be having the FBI kicking their doors down.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, the next step, at least has been pointed out to me, the next step of if a 7-year-old can consent to surgery of any kind, the next step after that is a 7-year-old consenting to having sex with an adult.
Well, yeah, you got George Soros. I forget the year, but I want to say 2011, 2012. He gave $5 million to NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, and their moniker phrase at the time was sex before 8 or it's too late. And this is the guy who's funding the rise of these extreme leftist DAs. So no wonder we have what we have here.
No wonder at all. No wonder at all. Okay, Jeff, you've been very patient listening to all this. What responses do you have, any, sir?
Well, the idea of a minor, of someone who's underage, is that that they are not responsible. They don't have responsibility. The adults, that their parents have responsibility. Therefore, their parents make certain decisions for them. This has been understood for thousands of years. That children are not allowed to make major decisions like life-altering things for themselves or for their family. And now they want to give these momentous decisions, which are, by the way, contrary to to not just the thinking of Christians, but of Muslims and Buddhists and all religions in all times, going back to the pagans. You know, this is so much a departure from human norms. It is perverted. It's a perversion. And by the way, perversion isn't just a sexual thing. Perversion can be political, can be philosophical, can be, well, what is evil, right? Evil is perverse. So I think we're dealing with a fundamental category of evil, and we're afraid to say it's evil because it's been somehow made noble, this propaganda from people that want to destroy our society. And whether people agree with certain principles or certain traditions, it doesn't matter. They're trying to destroy our society. And if you want to save your own skin, you better join up with the people that are trying to defend the country. A lot of people, you know, you can defend conservative values. You don't have to just make a religious argument if people are not religious. It's a matter of defense. You literally, everything that traditional people believe and religious people believe contributes to your society's ability to defend itself against enemies, foreign and domestic, and against criminals. This is just basic. It's common sense. And so I don't understand. So the left is against common sense. They're against law and order. Well, yeah, apparently. And they're against social order and the family and procreation, as Dave has pointed out. So they want to basically eliminate us then. Oh, well, doesn't that make them domestic enemies then too? Or is it misprision of treason, right? Because it's a felony to watch treason go on and to not go to an official and say, this has to be put down. That's a crime, not to actively act against. We all, as citizens of the United States, you're legally obligated to act against treason. Well, what is treason? Adhering to the enemies of our country. Well, this activity is enemy activity. I mean, nobody's going to believe me. I've been saying this for 3 decades, and everybody looks at me like, you're crazy. No, you're crazy. Your country is being destroyed, and you're just standing by, and you think it's okay. You think, oh, well, these people don't mean any harm. No, they're doing plenty. Trust me.
It's by design and with intent to achieve a goal, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a strategy. If you look at the program of the Communist Party USA, the Road to Socialism, it's spelled out, and it's everything that the Democratic Party is doing. And this is coming from the communists who want to destroy our society, who have been supported for decades from Beijing and Moscow. This is very sophisticated strategy to break down a society and to conquer it. Very sophisticated strategy. People think strategy only is about moving tanks or warplanes or infantry around. No, it's not. This is strategy that's taken to the next level.
Absolutely. Dave, do you concur with Jeff's analysis?
110%. Couldn't agree more. And I want to ask Jeff this question too. I know that the defectors from the Soviet Union were saying that we're going to conquer you from within, you know, the media, the morals, and so forth. But it looks to me like at some point in time, China's kind of taken that over. Do you see it that way, too? And if so, how'd that happen?
No, this is a mistake. The communist movement is one movement.
Okay.
They can have disagreements with each other, but unity of their movement has always been critical. And this is why Stalin rubbed out Trotsky. They agree, they get together. In 1960, all the communist parties, it was the first meeting of all the global communist parties in the world. And they got together and they ratified a number of strategies in secret. And they actually began by making some kind of drama where Deng Xiaoping was representing the Chinese, that there was some kind of split between China and Russia that had begun. But the year before that split happened, the chairman of the KGB, Alexander Shalepin, was giving a lecture on how they could make a fake split, and the West would rush in to build up the country that supposedly split with Russia, and that they would arrange this whole thing. And somebody there said, well, what country would we do this fake split with? And he said, China. That was a year before that split began, and it took him about a decade to convince us that it was real. I don't think it was. And you go to the conspiracy and death of Lin Biao and other documents, other defector testimony, and you see evidence that there was something going on. They were tricking Nixon and Kissinger, who was named a spy by a leading British agent, Michael Golanowski, who named Kissinger a GRU agent. Kissinger might have been part of this scheme.
Well, he led the rush to China, so I think that's a logical conclusion.
They're unified. Amazing. I think.
Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We got a caller on hold. We're right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, Dave, you ready for a caller here?
Sure.
Okay, Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm a little late. I just want to comment something on which was being discussed in the previous hour. That is, Mr. Moore and Mr. Green were discussing the value of a handwritten letter to a politician or representative. What I want to report is that in about 2005 or 2006, I wrote a handwritten postcard inspired by Mr. Chuck Harder, that if you write a postcard, just in the course of delivery, it is read by maybe five or six people, something like that. So I wrote, I clearly remember one to Ms. Ellen Chow. I think she was a labor secretary, and I think she is the wife of Mr. Mitchell, the ex or penultimate Republican Party leader in Senate. And I think I clearly remember writing to both of my senators, that is, both of Massachusetts senators, and I'm not clear whether I included my local congressman. I just asked one piece of data to be published, that is, when jobs are being lost and new jobs are being created, just give the detail of the mean hourly rate for both cases, the low hourly rate, and the high hourly rate. Of course, I did not write that, but my suspicion is that every time new jobs are being created, they are less paid than those which are being lost. But I did not get even an acknowledgement from any of those, let alone any meaningful response. So even today, that detail never gets published. That is, the mean hourly rate, half above, half below, the low hourly rate, and the high hourly rate of jobs being created and jobs disappearing. That's all I have to say. And thank you again for taking my call and giving me time to speak my memory, if not my mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate it. Dave, you got any response to Ahmed's comments there, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to morph it a little bit here, too. And I'm sorry I experienced that, but that's typical. I'm going to say this. We have a country right now that the leadership in corporate America, Wall Street, and so forth, they are geared towards supporting these perversions, this underpinning upheaval of our cultural norms and mores. And you know what's controlling it, I believe, is ESG. Everyone thinks ESG is just about environmental and you must embrace climate change. But I think more damaging are the social agendas that are coming out of ESG. And if your ESG rating's bad, that can affect you in many, many ways if you're a corporation. And I think it's the way that BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are controlling America to go down this hedonistic path.
All right. Let's take our next caller. We got a break. Dave, you got a scoot? You got an appointment?
I got a scoot, John.
Okay, thank you. We'll
talk to you next week.
We got a top hour break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.